A Warm Place. A Fairly Odd Parents fan fiction, written by Garden of the Fallen, read by God of Laundry Baskets. I wish that my dad loved me. The words that left Dev's mouth were sudden, unwarranted, oddly nonchalant despite weighing so heavily on his heart. Perry paused, floating in place across the dining table from Dev. The two were in the lonely expanse of the mansion's dining hall, where Dev studied yet another failed attempt at a perfect cupcake Perry had just created. This one had tasted awful. Strawberry, despite it being his least favorite flavor. But Dev was only wasting time. He didn't care about those stupid cupcakes or any of his other wishes. All he cared about was that one wish. The one that kept nagging his mind ever since his birthday, since he learned what Project H was, and ever since he tried to take over Fairy World. The takeover and eventual restoration of Fairy World had happened just a week ago. He was originally going to be penalized for it, by losing Perry forever and having his memory wiped, until Hazel made a wish for him to keep Perry. He didn't deserve her kindness. He knew deep down he probably didn't deserve his dad's love, either. Something had to be wrong with him, if taking over the world couldn't even make Dad love him. Dev's throat tightened. He knew that making this wish would wreck him inside. It already was, which was why he had to force the agonizing words out so quickly, without warning, to get this wish said and done with. Perry was silent, meanwhile. Dev swallowed the lump in his throat, tapping his fingers against the table in anxious impatience. "Well, are you going to grant my wish or what?" "Sorry, kid." Perry's voice was uncannily quiet, gentle. Dev trembled at Perry's response. Of course Perry would disappoint him again. When he looked up from the gross pink cupcake, he found that Perry was giving him a sorrowful, pitying look. He had expected Perry to look annoyed or tired, as he usually did whenever Dev made a wish, but this reaction was worse. More painful. Devastating. "According to the rules, I can't do that," Perry continued. Dev looked back down at the cupcake between his palms. He bit his quivering lip, his eyes burning with tears. "Why?" he gritted. "As your fairy godparent, I cannot force people to..." "What's the point of being a fairy if you can't grant anything I want?" Dev slammed his hands down, causing the cupcake to topple onto the table's cold, gold-trimmed marble. "Dev, I know you're upset, but we've talked about this."
"Forget it. I knew I shouldn't have helped you guys."
"I know how badly you want this wish, and believe me, I would grant it in a heartbeat if I could." Perry floated down to face him. "But I do care about..." When Perry tried to touch him, Dev slapped his hand away. "You're useless! You're the most useless fairy ever!" Dev shouted. To his fleeting delight, Perry flinched at Dev's words. Dev slipped out of the chair and began to storm in the direction of his room. "Just fuck off, Pearson!" "Devin!" Finally, Perry actually sounded frustrated now, even shocked. Dev didn't want Perry's pity. He just wanted that wish. There was a flutter of wings as Perry hovered after him. "Dev, you need to listen to me." Dev spun around in the doorway to face Perry and jabbed a finger at his chest. "All I need is that one wish, but you won't even give it to me." His voice broke at the last sentence, warm tears beginning to flow freely now, past his sunglasses and down his cheeks. Perry opened his mouth to speak, but Dev slammed the door in his face. His sunglasses rattled as he threw them onto the floor. Dev rushed to his bed and collapsed into his pile of pillows. He buried his face into one of them and let out a muffled scream, which immediately devolved into sobs. Dad will never love me. A few minutes passed. Amongst his weeping, Dev caught the sound of Perry poofing into the room. But at this point, Dev was burnt out and too defeated to care. He curled deeper against the plush pillows, as if doing so would spare himself from being seen by Perry. A gentle breeze from Perry's flapping wings brushed against Dev's back, and the mattress sank slightly as Perry rested against the bed's edge. "Mind if I sit with you?"
"Why are you still here?"
Dev managed to grumble between sniffles. He continued to have his back face Perry while he hid his face in the pillows.
I should have been there for you more. I'm sorry."
Perry sighed.
"You were my first god kid, and I was so focused on being a good fairy godparent that I failed to realize what you really needed."
Dev said nothing. Perry released another long, exhausted sigh.
"When you helped us out of the prison, I mentioned that I cared about you, and you started to cry."
Dev opened his mouth to retort, but Perry continued.
"It's nothing to be ashamed about. I can't replace your dad or force him to love you. But if you let me, I'd, at the very least, like to stand in as the dad you need."
Dev's lip trembled again. He choked back a sob and buried his face deeper into the pillow.
"I'm sorry," he managed to whimper, almost inaudibly.
"For almost killing you."
"You didn't know."
"I don't deserve you."
"Every kid deserves a parent."
There was a cheeky smile in Perry's voice when he added,
"Even when that kid can be a jerk sometimes or tries to take over Fairy World."
Dev sniffed before wiping away the teary, snotty mess that covered his face. The pillow he cried in was damp and gross. He looked over his shoulder and, through puffy eyes, watched as Perry opened his arms to invite Dev into a hug. The fairy gave a weak, encouraging smile. Dev shrunk back in hesitation. He had never been hugged before, at least not in that comforting way seen in movies and shows. Instead, Dev would only be forced into hugs to exchange stupid pleasantries or whatever. Stuff he always resisted and found tedious, and they were certainly never from Dad. And yet, something drew him forward into Perry's open arms anyway. Emerging from his sanctuary of pillows, Dev crawled his way to Perry. Perry pulled him close and wrapped his arms around him. Dev didn't hug him back, just tensed awkwardly against Perry's torso. Perry rubbed Dev's back slowly. The sensation threatened to open the floodgates again, but Dev suppressed the urge.
"You can cry if you still need to, kid. It's okay."
"I wish you were my dad," Dev whimpered thickly.
"Please, look like him for me."
There was a pause of hesitation, but Perry obliged. After a puff of magic, the child-sized purple fairy holding on to Dev was replaced by the form of an adult human, tall with sleek ginger hair and a white jacket. Dad. Dev clung onto the figure, burying his face into the crook of Dad's arm. Despite looking like Dad, the figure smelled faintly of cotton candy or whatever it was that fairies smelled like. Not like the pungent cigarettes or alcohol that constantly tainted Dad's breath. Pleasant, but not Dad enough. It kept Dev from fully deluding himself. This may be the closest he'd ever get to a hug from his father, and it wasn't even real. That harrowing realization only made Dev cling to Dad tighter. Onto the dying fragment of a delusion that Dad did, in fact, love him. There was no reason for him to keep lying to himself about it. especially after the fairy world takeover, which had solidified otherwise. And yet, Dev's denial had gone on for so long that it still felt routine. He nuzzled into Dad's sleek jacket, ignoring the sweet scent while trying to quell those doubts. Dad adjusted himself, scooping Dev into his arms and seating him on his lap. It felt comforting, yet alien. The protective embrace was something Dev had never experienced before, but it felt good. Dev couldn't remember the last time, if ever, that Dad had held him like this, or if any adult had. "How long are you going to hug me?" Dev mumbled in his arms. "Do you want me to stop?" "No." "Then I'll keep holding you until you're ready to let go." Dev sighed wistfully. He closed his eyes, sinking deeper into the embrace, until he fell asleep. When Dev woke up, it was dusk. His room was cast in faint purples of a dying sunset, and for a few brief moments, Dev almost forgot that the man holding him was not actually Dad. His heart had flipped with joy before immediately sinking once the memory of a few hours ago recalled itself. Dad, or Perry, leaned against the headboard of Dev's bed. His eyes were closed, with him breathing deeply as he slept, his arms still wrapped around Dev. A blush of shame burned Dev's cheeks. Cautious as to not wake him, Dev untangled himself out of Dad's arms before slipping out of his lap. However, the motion wasn't as careful as Dev hoped, because Dad jolted awake and glanced around in confusion. He looked down at Dev and smiled tiredly. "Feeling better?" "Yeah." Dev sat on the opposite edge of the bed. His face burned even hotter and he looked away, crossing his arms. "Thanks." "Anytime, kid." There was a poof and Perry was back to his normal fairy form. For some reason, Dev was relieved to see him like that again. Dev held himself. "You good?" Perry asked. "I have one more wish," Dev said, studying the carpet below his feet. "Look, I don't deserve you or Dad, okay? So, just, I wish I'm worthy of love. Pretty sure that's not against the rules." Perry said nothing. "Just get it over with," Dev snapped. "It'll make both your lives easier." "You can be a difficult kid, Dev. I won't deny it," Perry said, voice firm. "But I also say this, sincerely, and with only anger at your father. You deserve so much better. It is not your fault that he neglects you."
"Then why does he?" Dev's voice quavered. He was too tired to cry, but in other circumstances, tears would most likely be threatening to leak out as he asked. There was a poof, and the next thing Dev knew, Perry was on the other side of the bed, sitting beside Dev.
"I don't know, kid. All I know is that it's not your fault, and it isn't fair."
Dev said nothing. He wasn't even sure if he believed Perry's sentiment. As if noticing Dev's doubt, Perry continued.
"It will take time to process all of this." He leaned over to look at him. "But I'll be here for you. This time, I won't ignore what you're going through. I promise."
Dev relaxed, feeling as if a weight had lifted off of him, even if only slightly.
"Thank you, Perry."
Perry smiled.
"Of course."
As he began to speak, Dev cut him off by throwing him into an appreciative hug. As Dev held him tight, Perry chuckled and patted his head.
Need me to change into your dad again? Perry asked. Dev shook his head. No, I'm fine with having you. The end.